Blog Talk Radio.
We are in for a treat. Welcome to Racism in America. Woo! That speaks volumes. It's so much that has been happening this week, people. I don't even know where to start. I want to touch a little bit on everything today, but my main focus is going to be what? Everybody can represent themselves except black folks. Why? Welcome, Blog Talk. Welcome. I am on Blog Talk also. I do a show at Blog Talk and YouTube at the same time. I want to give my number out for Blog Talk if anybody wants to call in. So sometimes people want to call in. And on YouTube, you can have the broadcast. All you have to do is hit the button. You'll be contacted and you can come on live if you want to. If I say something that you want to, have a question or a comment or a rebuttal, bring your facts, okay? That's all I ask, bring your facts. Okay, Blog Talk, let me give you the number just in case you might want to chime in. And welcome again, everybody, for taking the time out. You didn't have to, but I appreciate you for taking your time out. Let me give you the number for Blog Talk. It's 563-999-3682. Again, 563-999-3682. And again, welcome, and I appreciate you for taking your time out. Let's talk about some things before we get started with the topic. There was a guy that came on, and it was a doctor, and I was thinking about debating to even put it on, and he was talking about the COVID, and he was talking about the dangers of COVID, the vaccine. And, I mean, we've been seeing a lot of those videos, but my thing is, people, I'm not here to tell you what to do because, I'm just saying. I know what I'm going to do, but you have to decide for yourself what you're going to do. And do as much research as you can. Don't rush into something that you can possibly wait a few months to see the results. Because from what I'm seeing, there has been a lot of folks die. And two doctors that I've seen have come on here. One doctor said at least 12,000 have died already from it, and they're not posting that. And another doctor said we don't even know the results because they've never tested this. The last doctor, he said it's an experimental gene therapy. It's inserted into your cells, and it what it does is create the coronavirus, okay? It's creating it more to fight off the coronavirus, but they don't know if that's what it's going to do or not, okay? Like he said, this has never been done before. This is experimental. They had done it in animals, and all of the animals had died. So they had stopped doing the experiments with the animals. So, of course, when Bill Gates said what he said, that he wanted to depopulate or wanted to depopulate the earth, which is not his call. I don't know why he thinks he's God. I don't even know how this man got to vaccines when he's a computer person. So you went from computers to vaccines. I don't know how those two meet. But that's another story. You guys trust your enemy, then you go ahead. But I ain't trusted nobody that I know has been trying to kill me for over 400 years. That's my theory. Now, you can believe what you want to believe, black folk, but I'm going to tell you what. Your life is at stake right now. We're in a 911 already. You know that these people have never liked you. Why and what is the rush? I've seen more black people come out to say, hey, let's do it. I've seen T.D. Jakes. I've seen Tyler Perry. I've seen so many celebrities, which they don't speak for me anyway, because I know who breads their butter. How about that? If I'm breading your butter, then you're going to do as I ask you or I tell you to do, right? I know who breads their butter, and it's nobody black. So my thing is we have to be very careful and understand that they're not playing with you, okay? They've been trying to kill you for over 400 years, and they have not been able to. And I'm going to tell you what, with this vaccine, some people say, well, God told me. I don't believe that. But my thing is you have to, he said, my people know my voice, right? You have to determine if who's talking, whose voice are you hearing? Whose voice have you been used to hearing? You have to be acclimated to hear Yah's voice. You have to know who's speaking, okay? You can't just all of a sudden know him today and he's talking to you today and you recognize his voice. It don't work like that. But I'm just saying, one man said, well, I found peace when I heard, you know, him tell me to take it, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I can't argue with that. But my thing is, where's it coming from? What's the rush? And what's the result? Let's wait and see some of the results. I had a girl at work. She took it Sunday. Came into work yesterday, and she said, I'm just tired. And she said, but she's relating it back, time change. Okay. But I'm going to tell you what, this summer, we're going to have a lot of black folks dying. And they're not going to equate it to the vaccine. But just take note, a lot of black people are lining up because if white folks tell you to jump off the cliff, you assume that it's safe. I don't know where we got that twisted. I just feel we are so blinded. If we would turn off the TV, educate our own babies, educate ourselves, Welcome, 15%. Yes, I love it. We need to just be quiet and let Master lead. Let them do it. How about that? I don't see any of their white celebrities coming out as many as the black celebrities. If you know somebody don't like, okay, for instance, 15%, if you know that I don't like you and I invite you to come to dinner, would you come to dinner and eat? You know that I can't stand your guts and I've been trying to kill you before. Would you come to dinner? I asked the lady that at work. I said, would you come to dinner? If you know that I really have a hatred for you and I invite you to dinner, would you come and sit at my table and eat? Her answer was no. Okay, then why are you eating at their table? I'm just asking a question. Because I'm tired of people telling me God told me to take this vaccine. Why would he tell you that? Why? Then they say, one man said, well, you know, he can prevent your body. He can protect you from poisons. Okay. He can raise the dead. Yeah. But why test him? Why get to that place where you're stepping in the furnace? Why step in the furnace when you don't have to? Why put something in your body that you don't even understand and you don't even know if it's going to work or not, and you're still wearing a mask. I don't understand. I've never taken a flu shot, so why would I take a coronavirus shot? Why would I put that in my body? And you have to understand, a lot of people are developing coronavirus from it, okay? And I've seen in Africa, in Ghana, they gave vaccines for free, okay? They won't even give you water for free. They won't even give you food to eat for free, but they gave you vaccines for free. Africa, I know you know better. I'm just saying. I know, you know, YouTube is your friend. Google is your friend. Okay? We're not just saying what we're saying here in America for no reason. You have people that are saying some things about how white supremacy is. You better believe them. Some black folks, yeah. We have to wake up. I don't understand. But my thing is right now, two-thirds are going to die. Two-thirds. And the two-thirds that are going to die are the coons. Two-thirds are going to die are people that are dating and are friends and believe everything white folks tell them. Two-thirds are going to die because it's almost like right now he's dividing the wheat from the tares. If you listen to them, you take their vaccine, you're going to die. It may not be today, may not be tomorrow, but it could be 6 months, it could be a year, because we do not know the effects of this vaccine that they're putting into your body, and they have covered their tracks to the place where you can't even sue Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and you believe Johnson & Johnson, and they just had a lawsuit that paid out millions of dollars to people that they gave the powder to, and they committed, they died. They contracted cancer through it, okay? Oh, Africa, no. Oh, I have friends on YouTube from Africa, and they're getting it. I work with a guy from, welcome to him, welcome. I have a friend that he's from Sudan, okay? And I was talking to him the other day, and he said at first, you know, he was, you know, going to take it, and then we talk all the time now. And I guess I've taught him, or I've convinced him, or I guess the way I've talked so much about white folks, that he said, Cassie, I'm not going to take the vaccine. I said, why are you not going to take it? I said, you know you're not going to take it. Why aren't you going to take it now? He said, well, I'm listening to you and I'm watching. This is how he talks. It's so funny. He goes, no, it's not good. And I'm telling my family and I'm passing it along. And I'm like, good, pass it along to everybody that you know in Africa. And he knows people and he has friends. And I'm just saying, pass it along. And I pass it along to my everything that I get in my DM, I pass it to my friends in Africa. I pass it along. Because I want them to be informed. And they are watching us. They are watching a lot of us, listening to. So we can't say what Africa is not doing. But you have to, and DM, you're saying Africa is crazy. You have to understand you got black folks that are woke in Africa, and you got black folks that are woke here. You have black folks that are woke in Africa and America, and you have coons in Africa and America. So you have to understand a lot of people that are taking the vaccine right now are listening to white folk. I had a lady that came on my page today, and she asked me, she goes, well, how do you know? Who gave you this information? Look, did you ask CNN? Did you ask ABC? Did you ask NBC? I'm doing the Vicki Dilla thing now. Did you ask them who gave you the information? When they tell you some information, you believe it, right? So I told her, believe it or not. It's up to you, okay? Honorable, you, little friend, yes, told her not to take it, and he told her. Brother Muhammad told us also. Okay, brother, what's that man's name who wrote the book? Muhammad, he wrote the book. Oh, my God. Can't believe his name is passing my mind. Oh, God. He wrote a book, and I'm always talking about this book. He also wrote a book, and he told us not to take it and told us why. I'm just saying. I will put a couple people on with me who are in the chat right now. Give me a few more minutes, and I'll bring you on. Okay. But the doctor said that it's immune system it changes your immune system. Okay, and he said between 2005 and 2012, it was tested in animals and all of them died. Okay, he said the first time using in humans, and he said adverse reaction effect, delayed at reverse adverse effects, and you can it actually, if you catch corona, it can actually be worse. Okay, but my thing is, we don't know the effects because you're inserting into your cells coronavirus and other stuff. You don't even know because there's so much stuff thrown into there. You really don't know the results, but we're going to find out the results in about 6 months, 4 to 6 months. Yes, Wesley Muhammad, thank you. Yes, he also said no, and he gave he wrote a paper about it, right? But yeah, but you have to understand with Bill Gates, he can't even go back to India. They have kicked him out, and they told him no because he did polio there, and a lot of their kids died from that polio vaccine, and a lot of them was catching polio. So India told them no, you can't even come back. But Africa is waking up. You have to understand that Africa is waking up, you guys. So let's not, you know, dog our brothers and sisters from Africa because we're all black. Let me tell you something. Me and that Sudan guy at work, if you put us together, you can't tell. If he don't talk and I don't talk, you would never know who's from Africa and who's from here. So when black folk, when white folks see black folks, when they see Africans, and when they see African Americans, black is black. They don't care where you're from. They want you dead. So my thing is, we have to come together, and we have to protect, and we have to give as much information to them as possible. So you get on their pages, you get on their YouTube, because I see a lot of them from YouTube, YouTubers, and you have a lot of Americans now that are in Africa. Okay, you have one melanated Mr. Mosby. I watch him. He just moved to Gambia, which is where I'm going. I just put money down on land, so it is official. Okay, so I'm just saying, but I will get into that a little later. But you have to understand, you meet up with some Africans, African Tigers. She's been on my show before. Her and I talk. I share a lot of information with her. She passes on to her people and her channel. So they are waking up. Okay, it's not like it used to be in Africa at all. But my thing, Black folks, we have to visit. We have to take everything that they've told us about Africa with a grain of salt. You have to go and see for yourself. And I'm telling you, they're building it up. I just talked to Julia at Blackfoot, and I didn't talk to her. Her and I've been texting, so yeah, I guess we have talked. And she does have land in three places in Gambia: Khartoum, Gunjur, Gunjur, Busur, Busura, and Khartoum, Kartong, and that's where my land is. But you have to understand. And it's there for great prices, different prices, but I will give you information later. I told you, I am tired of what I'm seeing. And sometimes for me, when I'm looking at what's going on, sometimes God is trying to move people out the way, and we're hanging on for dear life to a country that's going to be destroyed. That, I'm not going down with the ship, I'm just saying. I hope you guys are listening to what I'm saying. I don't do just videos just to be doing it. I am here to wake my people up. It's not about white folks. You know, I don't have a care in the world about them. I don't hate any white people. And people look at my videos and they go, oh, you hate white people. No, I don't. I've never said that. So stop saying that I don't hate anybody. I love my own. Just like they love their own and they watch out for their own, I have a different mindset than a lot of black folk ain't used to my mindset. They have a mindset, a coonish mindset, a mindset where they believe more of what white folk tell them, and they, oh, my best friend, I'm doing a story on that next, I think it's coming up next week, about, you know, a couple ladies who really believe that they have best friends that are white. I don't believe that anybody has best friends that are white, because I believe when white supremacy, when it comes down to it, they are going to stand on their principles, and they are going to stand up for their own before they will you. I'm just saying. Let me see, something else that the man was saying, and they were talking about what's coming is mandatory vaccines because of this vaccine, okay? Because this vaccine is going to make a lot of people more sicker, and it's going to, like I was saying, they have given vaccines to Africa, and they are going to give them coronavirus. They're going to try to, okay? Because a lot of, they saw where black people were not being as infected there, and more of South Africa has it than any other part of Africa. It's only like 1%. Over the whole continent of Africa, 1% of how many people there, and most of them in Madagascar, none have died after they started taking that COVID-19. It was a COVID organic drink, okay, that was made in Madagascar. Madagascar has been drinking that drink, and nobody has died and nobody has gotten sick. I'm just saying. So they have medicine there. You don't need a vaccine in Africa. Right? You don't need a vaccine in Africa. They have plenty of herbs and stuff, that natural herbs that they've used over the years that they can continue using that will combat anything that they have. And vitamin D, I tell people here, take your vitamin D. If you're not taking your vitamin D, you have to take that, zinc and some other stuff. Vitamin C, you can get it in your emergency in the package. You can drink that. But there's different things that we can do to combat this. But a vaccine is not one of them. I'm just saying. We have to understand, family, this is 99% survival rate, 99%. I know CDC and all these people, you see all these, oh, everybody was down. When Trump was running for office and everybody, I mean, it was just on TV heavy, wasn't it? It's not as heavy on TV as it was during the election, right? Why do you think that is? You got to believe, you got to understand white supremacy is the tools they use, and they use people that look just like you, black people. You have to understand the tactics. Their tactics never change. There's nothing new under the sun. If they tried it before, they're going to continue trying it because we continue falling for it. And we got to stop falling for the same stuff over and over and over and over. You got to, a lot with this is unknown with this vaccine. Why would you risk your health on a vaccine that wasn't even tested on animals? And animals, I'll take that back, it was tested on animals. Why would you take the vaccine? Why would you? Why? Why would you waste your time? I'm just asking. Why would you waste your time? It makes no sense. Uh-huh. Who don't want the poison jab to get, okay, it's not safe and not FDA approved. Right, it's not FDA approved. Even if the FDA approved it, I'm still not taking it. I don't care what the FDA says. I don't care what CDC says, because I know CDC, remember back in the day when, what was that powder that was getting on people's hands and they were sending it through the mail, and CDC said it was okay not to worry about it, and two black male people died, and they did nothing. But as soon as somebody sent it to Congress and the Senate, immediately they shut everything down. They tested the Congress and the Senate. Then they went back to the post office and say, oh, yeah, shut it down. Be careful, because those two male clerks had died. And they asked the CDC, post office did, and this is in writing. They asked the CDC, was it okay? I can't think of that white powder that was floating around in the post office, and they was sending it through the mail. This was maybe about five or a few years ago. If anybody remember, write it down. They were sending this powder through the mail, and different people were touching it and dying from it. CDC said it was okay, not to worry about it. But as soon as Congress and Senate got a hold to it, they shut everything down. They washed everything down. They sent them in for treatment, and then they came out and said, yes, it's dangerous. You remember that powder? Yeah. I can't remember the name of it. But, yeah, it's I don't believe nothing. And Dr. Fauci, he's been around since, God, Bush, and Bush gave him so much money. And he did, anthrax, yes, thank you, anthrax, yes. And Bush gave Dr. Fauci so much money because he was around with Ebola. Remember everybody in Africa was catching Ebola? And it was because of Dr. Fauci sent it over there, okay? Yeah, man, I'm telling you, everything that started in Africa came from Bill Gates, came from Dr. Fauci. They all work together. So guess what? I don't care. I'm not taking none of Bill Gates. Dr. Fauci is connected to, because that man murdered millions. He going to die of a horrible, horrible death. That's my prayer for him. I'm just saying. Okay, I'm so tired. Excuse me, of them doing stuff. I guess I shouldn't have said that, huh? I'm so tired of them doing stuff that they do stuff all the time and never any consequences, they think, okay? They think. But it's coming. It's coming, and I'm praying that I'm going to be around to see it. Because Dr. Fauci was involved with the HIV. They was giving vaccines in Africa at that time. They said they were vaccines that they had live HIV in it. So they was giving them. They contracted HIV. And a lot of people died from it, remember? Okay. Then they turned around and did Ebola. A lot of people died from that. But when Americans started catching Ebola, those missionaries, they would send them back home, treat them, and then it stopped, right? Because they was like, oh, that's too dangerous. We can't let that come out. Oh, we can't let that come out. So they stopped that. So now they have the COVID. So I'm just saying, you got some evil people in the world. And you have to understand, Bill Gates was attached to Margaret Sanger. Don't forget that. Margaret Sanger was who? The Planned Parenthood woman that wanted to abort black babies. But then again, by you aborting our babies, what's happening to your children? Your children are committing suicide. Their children are killing each other. Their children shooting up schools, Walmarts, and killing one another. But then you'll look at it. I hate when I hear black-on-black crime. Stop it. That's white supremacy talk. It's not just black-on-black crime. Black folk kill black folk, white folk kill white folk, and Asians kill Asians. I don't know why people, but the media highlights it, and this is why. Throw them TVs out. Everybody should throw their TV out. Nobody needs a TV in their house. I'm dealing with white folks because they're brainwashing you to make against your own. We had a lady that just got shot by the police officer. I don't remember her name. If anybody knows, put it in chat. She just got shot, but she did shoot first. But let me help you understand what's going on with us. When you see a police officer that get behind you, how many people get nervous? Why? Because that's all you see on the internet. That's all you see on the TV. Exactly, DM. Exactly. You don't even see, that's all we see on TV. We see police brutality. We see police killing black folk all the time. We never see them killing white folk. One dude had a gun in his car and was pointing it at the police officer. Remember that video I showed you? And what did he do? Police officer begged him to put the gun down, didn't he? Begged him to put the gun down. Did he shoot him? No. The dude drove off in the car. Drove away. Police officer later stopped him, went after him, stopped him, and tased him, but he didn't die. I'm just saying, if there had been somebody black driving away, they would have died, right? Okay. My thing is sometimes things will happen in this country, and things are happening in this country, continuously happening for you to get the hell out. Why are we still here? Why are we still wasting our time and not thinking about your future in Africa? Africa is the now, family. Africa is the now. There's so many businesses. And people say, well, you got Asians there. Well, if you were there, it wouldn't be no room for the Asians, would it? It would not be no room for nobody else, would it? Somebody got to go there and get those businesses, open those jobs. Somebody got to create businesses for our brothers and sisters. And if it's not you, why not the Chinese? So stop telling me that. Well, you know, you got Chinese there. Okay, well, if black people are there, and black people are now, the second exodus is happening now, black folk are waking up. They are returning to Africa in droves, millions. Look it up, millions. We have a program. You're the program, this lady, Safana. What is her name? If I come across her name, I'm going to tell you because I wrote it down. I should write me some notes here. I should write notes. I did have some notes. She was here on my paper. And she has a program. I think it's Safana. And it's a program. You want your business. She gives you money for 6 months. You concentrate on your business. She gives you enough money. She gives you a place to live. You have a room and board. You have everything you need. All she wants you to do for 6 months is concentrate on your business. I'm just saying, who can't do that? Okay? I'm going to get to you in a minute, you guys. I know y'all waiting in the background. I just wanted to bring up a couple points. But, the lady that got shot by the police, she did shoot first. But you have to understand mentally what was she going through. She had a mental – fear was her biggest challenge. And fear overtook her, and fear took her out. And let's just be very careful what we spread about our own, okay? When Kyle Rittenhouse murdered, he's a murderer. He's a 17-year-old murderer. When he shot those two protesters, white folks didn't have anything negative to say about him, did they? They had nothing but good to say about him, right? No matter what that brother did, they had nothing to say bad about him, even though he just shot them point-blank range. Nothing negative. Everybody backed him. The church gave him $2 million to get out of jail on probation, right? But this young lady, she died. I've read so many negative, bad comments about her. Well, it didn't have to end like that. Well, she should have did this. My thing is shut the hell up. What she did was what she did. And you have to understand, when people are so crippled with fear that they block out, they can't think logically because her thing was, I have drugs on me and some other stuff was probably going on. She probably high. You never know. I don't know. I don't know I wasn't there, but I could just imagine if she knew she had a gun, she knew she had drugs, and she probably was thinking all of these police offenses that she had seen from TV, that, man, I'm going to die today, but I ain't going to go down like no punk. That was her, because that would have been my thinking. That would have been a whole lot of us thinking right here, because you know when the police show up, we die, right? When the police show up, we die. We have to get to the point where we are not allowing fear to overtake us. And that's what I believe happened. Fear overtook, and she ran with it. And she was so far out, she couldn't even think logically. And people were criticizing her, and they was criticizing my sister so bad to where I'm looking at this and like, when are we going to get it as black people? We are all we have. You ain't have no white friends. Asians are not your friends. Indians are not your friends. Pakistanians, everybody in America, all of them are against you, and we're against us. We have enough to contend with them without us coming against each other. We have got to change that narrative. We have got to recognize and realize the tools that white supremacy use against us. And sometimes they look just like us. Okay? They look just like us. So we've got to get to the place where we are recognizing and realizing and understanding what's really going on. When we see stuff taking place and black people are involved, we don't always have to judge them. We don't always have to have a comment. But somebody say, well, I'm going to let them know when they're wrong. Black folks, we know when we're wrong. You don't need to tell us when we're wrong. Everybody is adult. We know when we're wrong. You don't. Why is it that we always feel like we have to tell them that they're wrong? One lady said, oh, you telling me? And I was on the platform where they were talking, and I was telling them, we got to protect our sister, and I'm going to protect her to the day. I don't care. She made a mistake that cost her life. I don't care. That's my sister. I will never say anything negative against her because I wasn't there for one. And for two, I'm going to cover mine, just like they cover theirs. Did they say anything negative about Kyle? Did they say anything negative about them school shooters? Did they say anything negative about Dylan Roof? They gave that little white supremacy, racist devil a Burger King, right? So you think I'm going to talk bad about my sister? No. And you shouldn't either. Stop judging people. Well, I got to tell something. You ain't got to tell nothing. You need to be on your sister's side regardless of the fact. I don't care what happened. One lady came to me and she said, well, Cassie, you mean to tell me if you had a pedophile and he was messing with little kids, you would protect him? I said, look, let me tell you something. You're coming up with apples and oranges right now. I said, that has nothing to do with the conversation. I said, but while you own it, let me tell you what we need to do. We're going to be on code. And, yes, just like the Chinese take care of their pedophiles, the Asians take care of theirs, black folk, we're going to take care of ours. I'm just saying, and you already know what I'm talking about. My thing is, I don't condone violence. I don't condone any of it. I will never condone it. But I do believe in taking care of us, defending ourselves, taking care of ourselves. I do believe that we have to be there for ourselves, for each other. And we don't have any friends, okay? We're going to talk about the land later. But let's get on this thing, this talk about why is it that we cannot represent ourselves? And when we do have people representing us, they talk great. Why is that? Asians, they have a task force. Their task force don't look black. Their task force don't look like white folks. Their task force look like who they are, who they're representing. Our task force is a white woman. Our task force, call me back. Who was this on there? I'm gonna put you on. Try it again. Come on back. But our task force, it's black folks talking all kind of craziness, right? When are we going to get somebody that looks like us, that sound like us, and talk be one first, that's going to have a heart for black people? We always get these crazy black folks that's talking all out there like Herschel Walker. We don't need reparations. This dude sitting on millions. Gonna tell you what you don't need. And you struggling every day. So we don't need reparations. I'm just saying. I'm just bringing that up because that's what came to my mind. Because I hear a lot of black folks talking against that. But I don't hear white folks talking. I don't hear the ooze talking about it when it's daytime. I don't hear them talking about why we don't need something. or why they don't need something. I don't hear that. Okay? I don't hear when they want to get Indians reparations. I didn't hear the Indians say, we don't need that. We don't deserve that. We are not going to know what to do with that money. We're going to just give it right back to white folks. It doesn't matter what we do with the money, as long as you pay your dues, because you're going to pay one way or another. You're going to pay one way or another. So either give it up willingly, or we'll take it. I'm just saying. Y'all sure going to make you give it to us one way or another. So you give it to us willingly so that we can go and do what we need to do with it. Because I would know it won't be spent in America, hopefully for a whole lot of us. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to build nothing here. I'm not trying to do any of that. But I'm sick and tired of black folks who look like me, who don't walk with me, who don't think like black folks. They think like white folks. They have been trained by them. They have been trained by Willie Lynch. They have been trained by Stockholm Syndrome. Excuse me, you guys. They have been trained to think like white folks, to act like white folks, but they still look like me. But they don't support me. They don't walk with me. They don't talk black. You understand what I'm saying? They will always protect Massa. They're going to always run up and have Massa. They're going to always make sure, Massa, am I doing a good job? They're going to always look out for Massa's best interest instead of theirs. We got Karen Bass with the Black Caucus. This was to be telling Massa, they're on immigrant stuff. But I'm going to tell you what. Biden thought he was being slick. Look at them borders. It was a dude on the news from the border, and they said they're wearing us out. They're trying to wear us down. The cartel is trying to wear them down. And he said, at the border, it's terrible. You got borders. They're coming in through the water, land, sea. They're coming through the wall, under the wall, over the wall, around the wall, in the wall, through the wall. They're coming over any way they can because Biden thought he was going to hurt black folk, right? So he hurt. Because I'm going to tell you what, with the stimulus, with your taxes, you better go and invest in some land. Oh, and you too. That's who I went to. Blaxit. B-L-A-X. Space I-T. Juliet is her name. And I told you what they had. Carton, Gunjur, and Bouchard. That's where their land is. And they have a really great price. You can put money down on it, put the layaway, and pay on it within 30 days. Or I'm sure you can get a little extra, but I'm just saying 30 days. Okay? But I'm just saying. Are you going to sit here? I seen some land in Ghana for $700 from Negroes to Hebrews is going to Ghana July. And if you want to get in touch with him, write him at Hebrews2Negroes@gmail.com, I think it is. I need to look that up. I'm going to look that up for her. Hold on, let me check to make sure. You can always go through him to see. Let me look him up real quick because if he has a trip and I think it's like he wants you to save money because they want to buy land when they get there. Okay. But let me look in Hebrews to Negroes and see. Let me go into here. Tell you his Hebrews. Okay, it's Hebrews to Negroes. You know what? I don't want to give that out. Hold on. I'm going to have to recheck that because I got two of them in here. I know one is right, one is wrong. I think it's Hebrews, Negroes. I'm not going to give it right now, but I'll put it in the comments, okay? I'll look it up and be sure because I got two. I think one was wrong and one was right, but I don't know which one was right. So I ain't going to give it out right now, okay? But Hebrews, Negroes, you can look in his comments. And you know what? Hold on. Let me check his video because I know he has stuff on his videos. And sometimes he'll put it in the comments that I've had that. But I just want us to get to the place where we are representing our own, okay? We are so adamant about allowing other people to freely represent us. Let me see where he is. Never mind, I'm not going to waste a lot of time looking. I'm going to put it in the comments, okay? I don't want to get backtrack with that. But Julia, she does. She does have land, and if that's something that you are interested in doing, then why not do it? Because I do believe that we have an opportunity to be free. We have an opportunity to do something about our situation, okay? And don't say, well, we can't afford it. You can afford anything you want. Black to Africa, yeah, he has a show, and he talks about the different opportunities. So you guys might want to tune in to him. He talks about the different opportunities that he has as far as different job offers. So you can get jobs. You have teachers here. You have who have degrees. You can teach English. You can teach math. You can teach whatever. I'm just saying there are opportunities, and you have you're getting your taxes and you're getting your stimulus, right? Why not put some money down towards your own business? Okay, you have importing, exporting. You have you can get a product. You can label a product. You can do a service. It's so many things that you can do when you get there. But how are you going to know and not take anybody's word for Africa but your own? You do your research. You don't listen to white supremacy. They over there, aren't they? And they over there in droves buying up that land like crazy. Land 5, 6, 7, 1,000, 1,400. Near the lake is $2,000. Near the river is 2,500. Near the beach is 3,000. I mean, it's much. I mean, that's still cheaper than what you would get here. Okay, and it was cheaper than that. But sometimes we've missed those great deals because we've taken too long to get there. Okay, I'm just saying. I am so fed up. Biden chose a lady by the name of Julie Chavez Rodriguez to represent us, okay? You're representing us. How can you represent? How do you know the black struggle? But he told us, he said, get ready to work with it, the immigrants, to work with the Spanish, okay, immigrants. That's what he said, because they are going to, he knows that they're not reproducing, and he knows that there are going to be more of them than us. So he's setting it up where the agents and the immigrants are going to be over black people. Oh, he's setting this thing up, he thinks. But guess what? I don't care, they can have it. Because I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be where black folk is anyway. So y'all want to stay here, you want to fight for land that's dying, you want to fight for something that's dead already, you want to fight and go down with the ship because you say, we built this country. Okay, but this is not your country. You might have built this country, but where did you come from? Where was your foundation? Was it here? I mean, it was some black folks here. I'm not saying it, but some people, okay, if your family was from here, then you stay here and fight for it. But most of our family came from where we already know where it came from. Okay, 70 AD, we know what happened. We ran from one place to another. Okay, that's a whole different playing field right there. But it's time for us, it's time for truth, and it's time for us to teach our own children, and it's time for us to do what we need to do, what we know to do. But this Rodriguez person, how can she know our black issues? Okay? But when black folk are appointed to represent us, they don't have a black interest at heart. They're afraid to speak up for black people because you'll hear, oh, black and brown, or the color people, or people of color. We're not people of color, we're black. He is worse than Trump. People don't understand that, but you have to understand why Trump was too loud. Trump told too much. He talked too much. Trump put racism in their face, made them uncomfortable because they saw it. They saw themselves, and they was like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's telling it. And he made them mad. That's what that was. So Biden knows he's no better than Trump. Actually, he did more harm to the black community than Trump did, than Trump ever has. I'm just saying. Biden did more harm to the black community than good. Hold on, I'm trying to make sure I'm much from on here. But he did more good, more harm than good. Okay. And guess who allowed it? Your black caucus. You have people like Burgess Owens and Herschel Walker and Coleman Hughes and this irreverent who was at the reparations testify, you know, talking crazy talk. You have Roland Martin talking crazy. You know, they're so adamant about the Democrats, but we know the Democrat Party is a slave party, okay? They did more harm than good to black people, okay? But you have to understand right now, we need somebody that we can talk to that's going to have our agenda. Okay, I say another political party, but some people say, no, we need to have an agenda, but we need to all stick together and say, hey, if we had gave Biden a list of demands and said, okay, this is what we want you to do, or a list of demands for Trump and back him, because the only reason Biden got in office was because of black folks. Don't forget that, DM. Black folk, Biden got in office because of the black folks. That shows you how much power we have, okay? So when I hear black folks say, we don't have any power, I'm like, who put Biden in office? Black people did. If we had put our behind Trump, Trump will be in office. Or do you think we can have our own political party? I believe that. I believe it should be more political parties than two, okay? You had a black lady run this year for president. Nobody heard about her. Nobody even put her up there. She's black. You had a black man. You had John Fitzgerald, the NFAC man that ran with Trump. Nobody talked about him. Nobody knew him. So everybody ran from him. Black folk will not support black people, we know why. Willie Lynch is alive and well in the black community. Roland Martin loves Dixiecrat. Yes, they do. He does. And I'm telling you, you have to understand why. He knows what side his bread and butter is buttered on. He knows. You know, you have to understand, even in Georgia, this young lady, what's her name? She ran against Paul Howard. Paul Howard was the one that was brought up the charges on the police officer that killed, what was that young man's name? Rodney, okay, at the Wendy's, okay? The police officer, Paul Howard, brought charges, federal murder charges against him, right? So what did white supremacy do? They got one of their black tools that looked like you, and they put her up to run against him. And they told you what they were going to do. So they put this Fanny, whatever her name is. Okay, you can look her up. They put her up, okay, to run against him. And instead of black folk backing him, we didn't. We backed her. But she's working for white supremacy. She's, in fact, working for the police union. And anytime you see a black person is working for the police union, you have to understand that's who's breading her butter. That's who's buttering her bread. Oh, Lord, I said exactly what it is. Even the attorney for the officer gave her money. Now, that right there, that's an integrity issue, a character issue. I don't care what nobody says. That's an integrity issue. How can she go against the attorney if that attorney gave her thousands of dollars for a campaign and it was just really a bribe for her to drop the charges on her client, on his client, which is what she did? Because I haven't heard anything about it yet, anymore about that officer, you know. So, of course, I'm sure it went away. But they think it went away. But I'm going to tell you what, it's hard to hurt me without hurting you first. It's hard to hurt black people without hurting yourself first. We fail to realize that. Every time black folks speak who they choose, they sound just like them, don't they? But we have to get to the point where we are recognizing the tools that they use. Their tools don't change. We got to understand the language that we're hearing when they come up and talk against their own. And you got some black folks that will come up and talk against their own. They say, oh, you know, with the prison reform, they did the crime, they deserved it. Oh, that bothers me when I hear, oh, God, that bothers me when I hear about prison reform. And if you really understand the system, you know this is systematical racism. Everybody knows that. When I hear black folks talk about black people that's in prison and they say they deserved it or they probably did the crime, and then I see a lot of black folks that have done 20 and 30 years in jail for a crime they did commit, that makes me so angry. I hate hearing that because I know I worked in jail. There are a lot of black folks that have settled, they pre-bargained, even though they didn't do it, because they were threatened with 40, 50 years. And they said, okay, if you plea bargain, you get 7 years. So they said, okay, I'll do the 7 and do the 50. I'm just saying. But this is to keep the jails full with you, my black brothers and sisters, to keep the jail full. Because once you are sentenced, you're considered a slave again. So actually, we were never free. Once you are sentenced to jail, you can't get housing. You can't, I don't know where they want them to come out. And so you have to understand, you have to see the bigger picture, because you can't get housing, you can't get a job, you can't vote, you can't do stuff that you naturally should be able to do by living, because you went to jail and paid that you paid the price, right? So why are they still going to hold over your head the offense? I'm just saying, you paid the price, right? Okay, so you should be able to come out and get a job, just like normal. You should be able to come out and get a house. You should be able to come out and get, you know, some kind of substance that's going to help you to survive for at least 30 days. You come out of jail, you had to go halfway house, which is in the ghetto, which is in the same area you came from, which puts you in danger of getting right back into the same drugs or whatever it was that you went to jail, because a lot of black folk, though, they go to jail for nonviolent crime. It's written. You can go up under the FBI census and you can see that. Nonviolent crime, black folk go to jail for, we're talking about 40, 50, 60 years, double life, triple life. One lady stole a jacket and got 3 life sentences. I'm just saying. So the $150 jacket and 3 strikes gave her 3 consecutive life sentences. Now go figure that out. I'm just saying. But there's nothing wrong with our prison system, is it? Yeah, okay. And she deserved that, right? Oh, yeah, she deserved to go to jail for life for stealing a $150 jacket. Some black folks, yeah, she shouldn't have been stealing. If we don't stop it, if we don't get it together, I hate that. If we don't stop thinking like them, we've been around these devils for so long that we think just like them. We've been around them so long, we have allowed them to impact our lives. We've allowed them to impact every part of our being. We have allowed them to impact our thinking. We've allowed them to impact our words. We've allowed them to impact our children. And we continuously allowing them to impact our children because we continuously allowing them to educate our children. Why is it that you know the damage that they're doing to you because you work with them every day, but you turn around and still give them your children every day for 8 hours from school? Tell me why. They had to fall for black folk to come up. They had to fall for black people to come up. This is your opportunity to create your own schools, to get your children away from them devils. Just like you had a man on a basketball black girls were kneeling. This was on a story. Black girls were kneeling, and he would call them all kind of N-words. Why? Why was that necessary? Why is that down in there? And why did it come out? And then, you know what he blamed? His blood sugar. Oh, my blood sugar was low. You know what? They think we're so dumb that they could just say stupid stuff like that, and we believe them. Stupid stuff like that, and we suck it up. Well, you know, his blood sugar was low, so he talked like that. Well, when your blood sugar get low, do you talk like that? No, but you allow him to. You give him a pass, and you say it's okay. No, it's not okay. But we have to understand what's really going on. But we have to understand, like Candace Owens, who has Candace Owens, you have to understand Candace Owens, who has a show. We have to understand why she has a show. Have you heard what comes out of her mouth about her own? That girl should have been taken care of a long time ago, and I do not advocate violence. I would never advocate. I do advocate us defending ourselves, defending our image, defending our honor. And I'm going to tell you what, a lot of Asians, other people besides black people, don't allow people in their own race to be disrespectful toward themselves. They don't allow it. They immediately take care of that person. So if you're coming out talking like, black folk do, you know, we deserve this and we deserve everything negative. We deserve what white folk doing to us. We deserve to be hung on trees. We deserve to be burned. And we deserve our babies to be cut out of us. Who get on, you know, national television talking like that? They need to be dealt with. There's no reason for her to have her own show talking the way she talks. But this girl talks against her own. And she is going to get the wake-up call like, who was the girl who married Prince Harry? What's the girl, Markley? I don't even know her name. I don't even know the girl name. But she married Prince Harry, and she's been on the show. She's been wanting black folk to feel sorry for her. I don't feel sorry for her because you should have married that crack in the first place. Because he had a Nazi uniform on, and you married him. Does that make sense to you? But you thought it wasn't in there. You thought, oh, he's just kidding. Who kids like that? Who kids like that? Just like somebody white, I'm married to, just like if I'm married to a white man, he walk around with a damn hood on his head. Who does that? Who walks around with a KKK hood on? And I'm okay with that. Why are you okay with that? I'm just saying, it's things that we have to understand. It's have to stop allowing. That is not okay. It's never okay for somebody to come in our community and disrespect us. Just like I just saw in Africa. They burned, the Chinese was over there doing like a fish thing, and they was like making powder fish and taking it back to China to feed their pigs or feed their animals or whatever. Do you not know somebody from China killed a man and a child, and the police didn't do anything about it? And they burned it down. Today they burned that place down. This is what I'm saying. Black folks, at least Africa, will do something. Black people won't even do anything. We face police brutality all the time, and we sit there and look crazy, let Trump debate and get a check for the families, but never any jail time. A guy just, something just happened to a young man here where I live, and he went to a funeral and ended up dying at the funeral, and the police shot him at the funeral. Now, Trump has the case, but the case makes no sense. Where's the jail time? I don't want you to just sue for money. I want you to give me some jail time for these police officers. And then sue them personally. sue their insurance. You know, every cop has insurance, right? Every cop has life insurance, right? Every cop has a pension, right? Sue them personally. Sue them personally. We don't have to sue, because guess what? When corporates get this money, they're getting it from taxpayers. Why do I have to pay for you killing my son? Why do we have to pay for them murdering us? We're paying taxes to our murderers, and then we're turning around and they're giving you your own taxes back. How much sense does that make? That makes no sense to me. I cannot make sense out of that. I can't make sense out of that. It makes no sense for us to pay for them to, for our enemies to kill us. I'm just saying. We'll see a problem within our community with coons, and we don't say anything. We don't handle it. Why? I don't understand that. Why do we allow the Candace Owens to come out and talk disrespectful against us? Why do we allow that? We don't have to allow that. Shut her down. Shut her down. And even when we persons tools, when they cause harm to our community, shut them down. Until we do something about these coons, they'll continue and nothing will change. But I'm telling you, you need to throw them TVs away. You need to get TVs out of your, you need to hear only black news. Professor Truth, Jason Black, Vicki Dillard. This is the black news we need to be listening to. We don't need to spend time with CNN, NBC, ABC. That stuff, Washington Post, that stuff has been brainwashing us forever, right? So why do we still listen to it? Why do we still allow different individuals to speak on our behalf? We can represent ourselves. We can police ourselves. We still need to talk about defunding and debunking this, defunding and dismantling the police. We still need to talk about police reform. That little bill that the Black Caucus is coming up with, it's not going to save anybody. But we never investigate to understand why. We never look into details, and I don't even feel like going into details with it because I know it's a bunch of hot. Because Black Caucus stands up for nobody, and it's always a tactic. This is a tactic trying to confuse, trying to make you feel like you're getting something, but you ain't getting no tangibles. Biden gave everybody tangibles except black people, right? Biden gave everybody tangibles except black people. Why? Mexicans, immigrants. LGBT, white women, got tangible. But who put him in office? And he said, I'll never forget you. He's a liar. He's been a liar since day one. But we still gave him a pass. And we'll give coons a pass. We will give black folks that look like us, that distract us, like Roland, a pass. I'm just saying. Stop giving people that disrespect to a past. Let me ask you a question. Remember when the COVID came and the Asians, you know, Trump said, oh, it was related to the Asians. Did you see how they shut that down? They told America, you say it again, we're going to cut off supplies that's coming to you. And I think they supply us with a lot of China. We owe them so much money. But we shut that up. They shut that down real quick. They say it again. And we're going to shut you off with this, and they had a list of stuff. They was going to sanction us. China wasn't playing. And we were getting our masks and some other stuff from them in China. They said, we won't send you another mask. they saved their image. But black folk, we won't save our image. We let people say whatever they want about black people. We let, what really upsets me is some of the music that I'm hearing and how disrespectful it is. I don't hear bees and hoes. I don't hear that with anybody else's music but our music. Why? Nobody else talks about their black women, and we're going to talk about that. I got 2 weeks here. We're going to talk about that in 2 weeks. We're going to talk about the black love that's not there for each other, but is there for everybody else. We're going to talk about that. Black love that's there for everybody else except your own. Oh, we're going to talk about it, and y'all not going to like it because I'm going to get down and dirty with it because I'm sick and tired of seeing our black men sit up with these 400-pound white women, but you won't even date a 400-pound black woman. And that white woman has 6 children, and you taking care of all of them. But then you see a black woman who, you know, and you won't date her. She don't have to be 400 pounds. She could be 200 pounds. I'm just saying. And you won't date your own, but you'll date a white woman, 400-some pounds. I seen the other day, and I'm looking at him, and I'm shaking my head. You're an idiot. You are an idiot. If you are dating anybody besides a black man or woman, you are an idiot. And I'll show you, it's to your face. You are a self-loathing, black-hating idiot. And I don't care if you don't like it, because it's true. We have got to stop and come against anybody that is anti-black. Asian, boycott they behind. I don't mean just boycott them, bankrupt them, period. They don't like you. And I heard a girl that went back into their shop. Why would you go back into their shop and was disrespected? But why? I don't understand. I'm trying to understand. I cannot understand what. I don't know what's wrong with us. I don't know what to call it. Some of us are waking up, yes, but you still got a lot of coons out there that's not there yet. And they still shopping with Asians. They still going to Chinese food. They still eat those dogs and cats, even though you know what's in them. You still go and eat it every day. You still go and eat their food, knowing what they're feeding you, because they don't like you. And they show you every chance they can that they don't like you, and we still eat behind them. We still buy from the beauty salon places. Beauty. Welcome, Levi. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We still will eat behind them. Just us. You want to come on? I'm going to add you to the stream. Hey, just us. How you doing? You got a question or a comment? No question or comment?
You can hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, sir. How are you?
Yeah, just two. I just came in. You
got
to give me a little rundown.
Oh, my Lord. How can you give you a rundown? You're going to have to rewind the tape. You're going to have to rewind the tape. How you been?
You got the power to do that.
Man, we're talking about representation of us. Why don't we have representation of us? Why is it that everybody else gets to represent themselves except black folks? Did you read the title?
Guys,
yeah, we got Farrakhan, but a whole lot of black folk won't listen to Farrakhan.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, but then we got other black folk like Roland Martin that are used by white supremacy as a tool. So why is it that most black people will come and say, "Oh, we don't need reparations"? But I haven't heard the Indians say that. I haven't heard the Jews say that. I haven't heard anybody else but black people say that. And then I've heard black women say, "Oh, we don't need our men. Tell me why. Oh, we're doing a show on that in about a couple of weeks. Oh, we got some stuff lined up." But I want us to get to the place where we are representing us. Asians got their task force that's representing them. But when you come to black folk, you got an Asian, you got a Spanish woman, Julia Lopez Rodriguez, that's representing us. No, black people can represent themselves. We don't need somebody else of another culture representing us. How does she know our fight? She has no idea of our fight. So why is it that she's representing us? Why can't we have qualified black people that think black, act black, to represent our own cause? I'm just saying. So that's part of the topic. But you want to just go ahead and listen for a minute and continue listening? Or you have comments?
I totally agree with you. Or should represent their own family.
Exactly. So why can't we have our own representation?
Man, the thing is, we don't help no one. Maybe the ones we help, we don't like.
We don't like them because they're not representing us. White supremacy uses Roland Martin. White supremacy uses Steve Martin. White supremacy has used other black people that look like us that won't represent us. We have people that will tell them, hey, we don't need reparations. Why don't we? You tell me why. Oh, y'all not going to know what to do with it. Well, how did you tell the Jews that? Did you tell the Indians that? You just gave it to them. You don't need a study. Why do we need a study? We don't need a study. We don't need a study. We need you to pay up so that we can get the hell out of America. That's what we need. Because I'm going to tell you what, it's time for us to go. Sometimes God will allow things to happen to you to boot you out. Say, for instance, you're working a job and things continue to happen every day. Something happens every day. And you stay there, you're holding on for dear life, and I mean they dogging you out. And you'll hold on for dear life, and you got to literally get fired and understand, man, he was trying to move me all the time because he had this position over here for me. And black folk trying to hold on to America for dear life. But there's other choices out there. There's other choices out there. You can get your business, and you can do your business in Africa. You can do your business in Jamaica. You can do your business in your own city. You can do your business in Haiti. You can do your business, get you a business, and go somewhere else where you're going to be appreciated. Why is it that we're fighting for a country that hates you? Why is it that we're fighting for a country that don't have your best interest at heart? Why is it that we're fighting for a country? Biden just wrote 5 executive orders for everybody but black folks. Why is it that we're still both voting for him? Why is it that we don't understand that we have other options and Democrat, Republican should not be our only option? Why is it that we are fighting to stay in a country that hates you when we have other opportunities? People, black folk, leaving America in droves, going to other places. Why are we on that? Why are we following suit? Why are we trying to stay in a country that is literally now trying to kill you with a poisonous vaccine? That's what I don't understand. That's what I want us to get up.
If you say people are leaving America now, why do you need a reparation at least if you say people are leaving it now?
Why do I believe that? Because it's time. Because people, black folks are tired of what they're seeing. I have just bought me some land in Gambia. I'm getting out. I'm not going to be here. I'm done. I don't. And you know why? Because I'm going to visit. I'm going to see. Yes, I bought land there. I may not even like there, but Africa has 52 other countries. I don't have to live there, but I bought land there, and I bought it for my kids. But I'm just saying that's going to be my start. But their land in Africa is $700, $500, $1,000. Okay, where are you going to buy land in America for? Where are you going to get land for that in America? You have your stimulus. You have taxes. And some people have like $10,000. Get the hell out. Why are we staying here? Why are you settling for a country that treats you like dirt when you have other opportunities elsewhere?
Do you want other people to come with you, or you just go by yourself?
Well, there's a group, okay? Blockset has a group, and you have different groups like Dynasty Amir. He's got a group going over. Negroes to Hebrew, Hebrews to Negroes. He's taking a group over, and they're buying land. So there are other people that are going over there as a whole that you can go with them and you can buy land. Brandon at Pan-African Strike Back, he just bought land and he's got a group that he's taking. So there are different black people that's taking groups, going with them, you know, taking a whole group. But my thing is, I'm just going over there because I'm buying land because Blackfoot, I trust her and I've been following her for a minute, and she's been offering land, and you have people from UK, America, Caribbean, Jamaica, all the, you know, going, buying land. So it's not just people from America, and I don't need to live just around people from America. We need to mix it up because we've all been through hell here in America and the Caribbean and Jamaica and UK and Britain. All these places, black folk have been screwed up to the four corners of the earth. We all have been through hell. We're not going there to just click with our American friends. We are going there to heal. We're going there to click up with our brothers and sisters from the continent also. So it's not just Americans. It's everybody. And we just need to mix it up because black is black. When you put me and you together, they're not going to know you from somewhere else, just us. They're not going to know that when we start talking, that's when they're going to know, oh, one is from someplace else and one is from America. But when we talk, black is black. They don't know. Until we can stand side by side, and they'll be like, oh, they both from America. Or they won't see that you're from somewhere else and I'm from here. They won't understand that. They don't care about that. They look at the blackness, and they don't like you because you're black. But it's time for us as Americans to do better. It's time for us to get to the place where we are representing ourselves and doing better. You giving me money, I'm going to use that money. Just like a lot of our entertainers, they've had money to be able to have their own entertainment centers. They've had enough money to have their own basketball, football team. But what do? They stick with the white folks and then let them continue telling you, hey, you can't kneel, you can't do this, you can't do that. But no, you made that money. You made billions of dollars. Nick Cannon made $1 billion for who? Viacom or whoever he works for, but he didn't make it for himself. Why would you make $1 billion for them and not for yourself? You feel me? It's time for us to make a difference. It's time for our entertainers in the music industry to set yourself apart. Do your own thing. Music, movies. Dr. Boyce Watkins, he's trying to get it together where you come to him and he'll do your movies for you. You know, we have to do something different. We can't just stick up under our enemies knowing that they try to kill you, knowing that they're trying to cause you harm and don't represent and do something different. You cannot stay under them knowing that they're trying to kill you. Why are we stuck up under somebody knowing how they're trying to bring harm to you? It makes no sense to me. So this is why I'm asking people, why is it that everybody else has a representation except us? Everybody else has their own representation. But when it comes to black people, we got, what's her name? Julie Chavez Rodriguez representing us. That's not a representation of me. She don't even look like me. She has no black blood in her. So how was she going to know about the black fight? She's not going to. She can't, possibly. So why do I need her to represent me? Why do I need her to represent me? She can't. So when I ask the question.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If somebody's mother is from Jamaica and someone's father is a white man, can they represent you?
No, they can't represent me. It's got to be two Israel, two black and black. No, you cannot. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
No. Hold on. You asked me a question. Let me answer it. You cannot represent me because guess what? A lot of times when black women are dating white men, they're trying to represent him. They're not trying to represent themselves because you in that field with that white man for a reason. And guess what? A white man would not be attracted to my blackness because I'm too black for them because I represent B1s first. And I talk the way I talk. Ain't no white man going to be with me because they know that I don't rock with them like that. They don't know. They know my heart is not with them like that. So, no, they cannot rock with us because I don't believe that you can be black first and have a white husband or a white wife. That's impossible. That's impossible.
That's not what I said. Say again?
No. No, they cannot. They don't know the fight. They don't know the fight. Did they come off? Wait a minute. Did they come off the slave ship? If they didn't come off the slave ship and they don't understand the slave history, they can't represent me.
Because listen, Falco has a white Jamaican mother and a white father, but yet he's the head of the nation right now. So how do I work?
Okay, you know what? That's the head of the nation. But for me, in my nation, you can't represent me. If your mom is, but you have to understand, even with Farrakhan. Okay, even with Farrakhan, there's a whole lot more that the nation could be doing to really get black people on track, and they're not. I believe that the nation, and I'm not going against my brother. I love me from Farrakhan, I always have. But I do believe that it's more that the Nation of Islam can do. But a lot of black folks, they reject the Nation of Islam because of the religion.
The point I'm making is you just couldn't stand. You're not going to have no white father. They're a foreign mother that's in Jamaica and represent me.
No.
And now you do have a mind that is like that. Now all of a sudden that you love it.
I do love it. Wait a minute. But hold on. I never said I didn't. I don't love that. Let me just help you to understand something. I never said I don't like white people, okay? So I don't want you to put that out there. I never said you got to be black first, okay? I'm B1. I need people that's going to listen to me. I need you to represent me. I need you to represent my blackness. I need you to represent and think like black folks. Think black. You can't come on here and have a white mama and a black mama and a white daddy and be B1. It's impossible. You need to have black folk with a black heart that's going to represent black folks.
You have two black parents.
Yeah, but not just have two black parents. You also have to think black. Smart. Also, welcome. You got a question or a comment?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for holding on so long. Thanks for calling back.
I
know, I love me some Brandon. I love him. I love him. I love him. I do understand.
I had to do my thing over there and come back and support your channel, because what you speak of is the real definition of unapologetic black. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
We get this thing mixed up with our people trying to include even the white people that we think are cool, because I don't think they are, one of them is cool.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
I deal with the way I view white people, and I got it, and this is the thing. I have family members that are married to white people. That, like I tell them, I'll never be cool with them, but I will be cautious.
Yeah.
I will deal with them the same way they deal with us.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they tolerate us.
Yeah.
Like I tell black people all the time, white people tolerate us at best. They don't like us. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right. They never have.
As long as you tap dancing a little bit, as long as you making a smile, as long as you blowing your lips up like this, a collection, as long as you're entertaining Malfa, he will deal with you. As soon as you start biting, snapping at his ankle, he's gonna put the right hand down on you. And he's gonna show you that you ain't nothing to him but some property that he would have hung from a tree 100 years ago.
Go ahead.
I'm straight up about it. And there ain't no way that anything that's mixed with white that can support black people. And if some black people, there's a, hold on, bro. Come on, man. That's feminine to interrupt somebody when they talk. That is dead-ass feminine energy. You get what I'm saying? So it's some black people that have both black parents that still have some white inside of them.
Come on.
We are whitewashed as a people. You
right.
get what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got a lot of black people that are hugging black supremacy.
Come on now.
Because it's comfortable. You get what I'm saying? I talked to a brother the other day about moving to Africa. And I said, so you're going to sit over here in America, retire, have to scrape, to survive, to eat.
Come on.
For electricity.
Come on now.
For 24/7.
Come on.
But you won't go all the way out of Africa and spend $300 to live better on $300, and maybe your light go out for 3 or 4 hours. You get what I'm saying?
Come on now.
Natural food. You get what I'm saying? The food is cheap. You can spend $40 and maybe eat for 2 weeks.
Come on.
But you would rather stay over here with propaganda. You get what I'm saying? With white people telling you what to like, white people telling you who to dislike, white people telling you who to hate, white people telling you who to hate, telling you where to move.
Come on now.
You would deal with that instead of going over to Africa to be free, because the strange thing that most black people are scary as fuck.
Come on now.
They're scary as people. And the men are the worst. You get what I'm saying? Because we're jealous of the women. Because the women right now are getting the praises. The black men today are jealous of the women that Malfa is putting them on the line. Now, he's doing some all the manipulation.
Yes, yes, he is. Show in a couple weeks about that. I understand what they're doing, and I see it, but black folk got to be aware of the facts, and they have to be aware that that's what's happening. They cause them to divide on purpose, but we cannot allow them to cause that divide. They're doing it on purpose, black families. We got to get our kings back. We need our men, women. Black women are the only ones that say, I'll do it by myself. I'm not doing nothing by myself because I got my king to do it for me. I'm going to tell you what, I have my husband, and I honor him, and I make sure he understands that I honor him. I make sure that his house is his castle. I make sure that my husband feels that he's got, this is his, you know, he's ahead. Yes, it may be some stuff that I could do, but I say, honey, can you try this? Can you do this for me? I know I can do it, but guess what? I want him never to forget that I cannot do this without him. And I'll be saying, honey, I don't know what I'll do without you. So, and this is what I tell him. And you know why? Because I want him never to forget. I want him to always know that in this house right here, you are my king, because I know what you go through out there. And you don't have to go through that in here, because I'm going to give you that honor. And that's where we need to get it, black folks. Black women and black men need to come together and get it back together. And that's going to be the show for a couple weeks down the line. We're going to do that show because it's getting too out of control with our kings and our queens going against each other. We need each other. Divide and conquer, we all die. Because if we don't have our men to protect us, it's way out of control, bro. Way out of control. Hey, B, you want to come on too? You trying to come on? I'm going to try to add somebody if I can. Hey, B, how you doing?
I'm all right.
You got okay. some? Yes, we can hear you. You got questions and comments?
No, I'm just listening to everything, and I said, wow, I want to really get into it because it sounds really good. You know, me and you been following each other, and I'm so good, glad to see you and hear what you about.
You are.
Man, I want to get involved.
Well, come on, come on. It's time. Just hang on there and listen. Okay, go ahead, keep on. But Hustle, it's time for us, and I keep telling people, it is time for us to love on us because we don't have anybody else. And it's time now these Asians are coming, and these Asians are trying to make a play for black folks to replace us. We can't be, you can't take our place, but they're trying. But we have to understand that now is the time for us to know the tactics. We got to learn the tactics of what our enemy is putting forward, and we have to recognize those tactics. And that's what we're not doing. We're receiving and accepting anybody and everybody because they look black. No, because they look black. If they don't talk black, if they don't look black, if they don't have, like you said, I don't care if they have a black parent. Black parents don't make you black. A black mindset makes you black. A B1 mindset makes you black. Just because you're talking, you married to a black man, I'm not going to necessarily say that you black because I haven't seen a lot. So you guys mute your phones right now. Just mute yourselves. But right now, because we look black and they look black, we think they got our back. But that ain't true because a whole lot of white supremacy is coming out of their mouth right now because I'm listening to them and a whole lot of white supremacy is coming out of their mouth. They'll say stuff like, you know, for instance, you know, I always talk about reparations because of simple fact. I just use that as a good example because we had a Herschel Walker that has billions of dollars that's going to tell black folks we don't need this because we're not going to know what to do with it. It doesn't matter. We still need it. Reparations is to repair the damage that was done to us. That's what reparations is, to repair the damage. Okay? We need our – it's stuff in our community that we need that we can't get, that we didn't get. Because they blocked you and with the systematic racism that they have in place now. There's a whole lot of stuff that we can't get because they blocked it. It's a whole lot of land that they got that we were supposed to get that we didn't get. If they gave land to these white folks. So when they sit up and say, oh, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, you didn't pull yourself up, so why do I need to pull myself up? I can work hard, but me working hard, does that mean that I'm going to get what you got? Because you got stuff in place now that's going to stop me from having it. You understand what I'm saying? What's your opinions about that hustle? Hustle smart. Come on, work with me.
That thing of pulling on stuff off by the bootstraps.
Oh, that's...
When I heard Oreo and Mama said that stupid shit, you know what I'm saying? When he would be there, shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather be driving up to Washington, D.C. right in the face. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was going to tell Michelle like, listen. I would have told Michelle Obama, you and your mama, y'all the only two real niggas up in there. You get what I'm saying? But your husband and your punk ass daughter, they ain't real niggas. You get what I'm saying? Because your husband was a dude that was raised by his white mama in Hawaii.
That's what I'm saying.
And I don't care what nobody says. You are who you raised by. I don't give a damn if that mama got it there on the phone.
Right.
How can we be a symbolism of hope? season.
Right.
And we don't offer feelings.
Right.
We don't offer
our
agenda.
Right.
We don't offer policy.
Right.
We don't offer feelings.
Right.
As a people, and it's only 15% of
you're right, brother. Mary, you just joined us. If you have something to say, unmute yourself and join in on the conversation. But thank you for joining, you guys. But I want to talk a little bit because Blackfoot has some land, okay? Blackfoot, Julia Blackfoot, I've been joining up with her, and she has land, and it's in a cart. I'm going to spell these words. It's Kartong. It's K-A-R-T-O-N-G. And it's Gunjur is J-U-N-J-U-R. No, G-U-N-J-U-R. And Bushur is B-U-S-U-R-A in Gambia. Okay? Now, I'm in. I put my money down, and I said, it's time for me because I'm putting things in order, and I want to be done. I'm not going to say what time, but I'm out. I don't care who want to go. You want to go, let's go. But she's got land, and she's got land for sale. We talking 1,400. We talking 2,000. We talking 3,000. It's where you want it, wherever you want it. It's in the Gambia. And I said, that's the first lot for me. It might not be the last lot, okay? But I'm going to get something because I'm tired of what I'm seeing. It's time for us to know that we don't have no friends over here. We've been fighting for a land. We've been fighting for a country. We've been joining the service, fighting for another country's freedom. When you're not free here in your own country, that makes no sense to me. We've been fighting for... Go ahead, B.
Well, I just want to say, but doesn't that give you even more reason to fight to stay? Because the ancestors staying here and fought to even be free,
your ancestors fought because they had to. Your ancestors couldn't get out. I'm getting out. I'm not going to fight for a country that's going to be destroyed anyway. I'm not going to fight for a country, huh?
But once they became free, they had the choice to be.
But guess what? It wasn't time. This is called the second Exodus right now. It's time now. You got black folk. Hold on. You got black folk leaving America in droves right now. Huh?
How do you know it wasn't time?
It wasn't time. That's why a whole lot of black folks. Let me tell you why I know. Because they didn't know. If it was time, right now it's the time because you see them leaving in droves right now. You see land. I mean, you have to understand, it's all about timing.
When I was born, they were trapped here. When my parents were born, when I was born, my parents were here, they were free. They could have.
Okay, but you have to understand, timing is everything. You have to understand, right now is the best time ever. Timing is everything. If people not understand this, just like Marcus Garvey, he had a great idea, but it was timing. It wasn't time. That's why it didn't happen. But right now, it's happening because it's time. Go ahead.
Well, man, what my equation, you coming up with to determine time?
Okay, I'm going to tell you about my time, okay? So it may not be time for you.
What she's saying is time and opportunity.
Right.
She's not just talking about time. This is the thing about black people. We get caught on these treasures. Exactly.
And I'm saying it's clear and it's different.
Thank you. I'm a truck driver. I have been to cold water. I'm saying, God, what you saying that
Okay, be nice. Be respectful. We're being respectful here. because everybody has their own opinion. And Brother Maurice wanted this could be his gift as far as him staying here, and your gift could be you going to Africa doing your part. So everybody has their part in the world. We just have to know where we fit in. And because somebody say they stand in America to fight to do what they have to do, that's good and plenty.
Right.
And just because you say you're going to Africa and do what you have to do, that's your assignment. But I believe everybody has their assignment. But my assignment for me, I'm going to just sit back, okay?
People fighting in Africa, which don't make sense to me. Why don't you take care of your own before you start running somewhere else?
I don't consider it running. Okay.
This is not in the house.
I
don't what's that? What's that? Get up. I'm surprised.
say this to our brother, is that in politics, and that's why I said, you know, we got to have our own political party, which is Black First. You can take over cities and you don't need the permission of a brother because you are locally elected. Well, the city that we moved into, the population is 1,600, right? And the majority of that is Black people. There's only 304 white folks in this city, okay? So we're going to take the city over and we're going to do it our way. As we continue to grow and momentum, we'll take one city and we'll take the next city and we'll take the next city. We've been right here in Little Mississippi. Pretty soon we will be in the governor's mansion. Pretty soon, it's called a process, okay? It's called a process. It doesn't just happen overnight. That we have an action so that we know exactly how we're going to take power. We know exactly when it's going to happen. So it's a process. It's not something that you look at with child eyes. It's a process that you look at with mature eyes. You do understand how the laws and things work, and when you get into the local office, you can change laws and make laws where not even the governor can come in and take over and say, well, you can't do this.
Right, and you got to know your rights. You have to know your rights. And if you
hold on for a second. The governor, I'm just shocked that as Black people, we don't know political science 101. I took it up in class. The governor can veto any bill in his state. What are y'all talking about?
Well, then whether you want to know what we're talking about, you still talk.
If you have a question, ask a question and let that person have time to talk. But let that person talk. Take a few minutes, take a minute and say what you have to say and then let somebody else speak. Okay? I keep muting people because y'all talking too many. We're not getting the conversation. It's just defeating itself. I need to be able to understand, and we try to put people on the right track of where, if you want to stay, what's your plan? If you want to go, what's your plan? So Dr. Maurice, Brother Maurice, I'm sorry, I call you doctor. That's the doctor right there. Brother Maurice, do you have anything else as far as any answers as far as this young man is saying that in order you have to have the governor's permission and all that stuff? You heard what he was saying, right? Do you have to have the governor's permission, or how does that work?
No, man, you don't need the governor's permission. The only thing you need is the cooperation of the citizens of that city.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing that you need. The governor does not control your city. So you have the power. That's one of the good things about the Constitution, as you have the power to change law, because everything starts out where it is on a local basis. If you want to change the way the schools are, you have that power. You have that authority. The problem is, as he's pointing out with the governor and, I mean, the mayor in Atlanta, the mayor in Atlanta, I believe she's a good person. I don't know her personally, but if her mindset, not a black first mindset, she's only going to do the same thing that those who've done come before her.
Right.
So we, with the black first mindset, we come into office totally different. And so, like I said, you know, my first day in the office, when we get in, you know, everybody on the police department who does not have a black first mindset will lose their job. Why? Because they're not qualified. Not qualified to serve our people the proper way. Now, they want to be trained so we can teach them how to serve our people in the proper way. Yes, we will do that. Right?
Okay.
Because it's all about changing the way that our people think. The majority of our people still walk around with a cracker mindset. And so we have to replace that mindset with a black first mindset. And that means so we got to teach them. So as we talked about in our educational program, even when it comes to schooling, we're teaching them different. Starting in kindergarten, if we can get them before kindergarten and preschool, we're starting it right there.
Let me ask you a question. For the older people, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, I'm just trying to see. So the older people that are already with the cracker mindset, how are we going to change their mindset in order to get them on you know, in line or on with the project?
And we've explained to them, because I've been to Code Board a million times before I've actually made the move.
Mm-hmm.
And we explain to them what our plan is and what the desire is, and they're on board. They're ready for it. When we did our first Mississippi tour and we went to 10 different cities, everywhere we went, our people were like, yes, this is what we need. Start here. Start here. You know, and we talked to the business class. We talked to our elders. We talked to the poor there. We talked to the middle class. We talked to the business owners. All of them said, yes, this is what needs to happen. This is what needs to happen. So the people know it needs to happen, but they're just afraid to actually do it because it's something that has never been done on this type of scale. It has never been done. But we have the ability to do it. We just got to go and do it.
Awesome.
We'll be successful.
Awesome. Awesome.
Ain't that to it? Ain't that to it? Better do it, right?
That's right.
Okay. I mean, it sounds good.
And I'm so committed to it. That's why me and my family, my wife, we moved. We stepped from where we were, and we moved to Coldwater. We moved here to make this thing happen. So it's not something that we're just giving pipe dreams. This is reality. It's going to happen in our lifetime. In our lifetime, it's reality will happen.
Population
1,600,
okay.
Okay,
it's not going to be easy, and that's just common sense,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the thing is, I just think you need more fighters, like the ones, you know, that on this panel. I pretty much think that, you know, we all fight together. It'll happen. I just don't think we should give up, and I just think we need to be educated with more of doing what it takes instead of thinking it's all political, but the political aspect of it all puts out of some situations that we've been in for the last 4 years. And I think it's time for us to fight the change and the way people are even educated. I think people more educated. They finally seeing that people are changing. You know, the victory of a lot of the national monuments of white people that's been there for years. So there's a challenge coming. Because people are fighting. I mean, every little piece makes a difference. And I just think believe and pray and
okay, Jeff, you have something to say? You want to chime in, Jeff? Jeff, I think he's gone. Okay, he might be at work. Okay, but I'm going to just. Okay, anybody else have anything else they want to say?
I definitely have something to say, and I wanted to apologize to you for over talking people. You get what I'm saying, but I mean. It's hypothetically, theoretically on anything. But what I'm saying, but if you excuse a fact of being a fact based with emotion, then at that point the conversation is dead. It's a new point. You get what I'm saying? I took the course. You get what I'm saying? I can bring down the whole system the way that the politicians work, how deals work, how they go to the house and the
B, let him talk.
Can I finish?
Let him talk.
This is the problem with our people. You get what I'm saying? We don't speak with facts. We speak off of emotion. You get what I'm saying? If you speak with facts, you can turn around and say, well, things can change. Yes, things can change. You get what I'm saying? We've been speaking this. Things can change for the last 400 years. Black people have been singing soon and very soon. We've been singing that song since the slave ship. You get what I'm saying? We living in the last days of time. They ain't just started saying that now. I was born in the 70s. They were saying that back then. You get what I'm saying? Just because we're saying that things are going to change. People have been saying that. They got songs that was made in the 60s. You get what I'm saying? And they thought that what it was. But until you get a person with a B1 mindset in a political office, that's not going to change, because this is what this country is built on. This country is built on slave labor that is in the Constitution. You get what I'm saying? And their power. No matter how many black people that are doing something, they only elect a certain amount of black people in the office of citizens. And when they do have the black people as citizens, they only have a certain type up in there. You got your Cory Booker in there.
They did not deserve to get
that. I don't understand.
I feel for you, brother.
I don't understand. Like, why she want to keep interrupting me when I didn't interrupt her at all? It doesn't matter. That's my opinion. So basically, you're contradicting yourself. What I'm saying is that you are contradicting yourself when you say that people have their opinion. So I'm giving my opinion. If you don't like it, could you be your way and I be mine? But what I'm saying is that you don't have to interrupt my opinion because I didn't interrupt your opinion.
Let him talk.
But you know what? I'll take the soft road and let you do your opinion. And I'll show you how to respect your opinion. Go ahead, give your opinion.
Thank you.
Because you ain't gonna let nobody else talk, so you go ahead and do it.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
We have to learn.
I'm saying you're not speaking facts. You're not speaking facts. So you keep always talking about facts and what you learned in a political school. Times have changed. Actions speak louder than words. The actions is the political shit ain't working. That's why you got to get out and work for yourself. Fight for yourself. Quit looking at what the government is not doing for you. Quit looking at what's in the offices and get out your butt and all of us and fight for what's going on. That's right now. I'm not coming 200 years ago. You hear me? All of us still can work in school for 200 years ago. I'm talking today. We need to fight. That's all I'm saying to you, bro. I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying you need to fight. And we're thinking the government is going to make a change for us. It's not. We just fight for our freedom.
Okay.
We have enough political to help this fight instead of telling us we can't conquer the fight. That's the problem we had. We need people on our side. You know, and it just separates me. That's what passion is. Because it first needs to be my own people. Talk about what we cannot do without the government.
Let me ask you a question, B. Are you down with the, I have a question, are you down with the BLM? Are you rocking with BLM?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not rocking with BLM. I'm rocking with black people and black lives and black people. I'm not for all this organizational crap. I'm all about us individually as people fighting for what we believe we can do.
Okay.
And what we know we can do. Because somebody let them be in office. Everybody in those offices fought to be where they are. And I commend them because they're doing more than what you mean a lot of others are doing. Instead of laughing in their faces, stuff like that.
Let me ask you another question. do you believe that the people that have been, the black folk that have been elected to office, do you believe that they have the black first mindset?
Not all of them. No, I do not, consider. I don't believe that. And that's another reason why I'm not putting everything in the hands of the government. Because people are also human, okay? People got their own, just like you look up to you see the mama. We all are human, okay? And people are still human. People still get up in the morning, one day, they and doing the
Hey, B, your phone is going, B, your phone is going in and out. I'm going to give you the link. Go out and come back in. I'm going to give you the link and go out and come back in.
Can I get on my laptop? Can there a link on my laptop I can get on?
Yeah, come under, go under Cassandra Cheek and find the live, and then you can press the laptop. You can press it on your laptop. Okay? So go out and come back in. Okay. Yep.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Nothing is not going to change. It's the same way how they let us do the razzle-dazzle
White people let complain about war and be scared of war while they run around here dropping bombs in every other country. Because nobody dropped bombs in the United States, but the United States dropped bombs everywhere else. Nobody else has a military base in the United States, but the United States has military bases in everybody else.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
But guess what? You have to, now let's not say that, because U.S. has dropped plenty of bombs on black cities. Okay, so yes, U.S. have bombed each other in America. Okay, the black cities, we had over 20.
They have never dropped a bomb in the United States.
They dropped
a bomb. Has never dropped.
Okay, hold on. Let's go back to Black Wall. Hold on. Let's go back to Black Wall Street. They dropped a bomb. Let's go back to the riot of the Moore riot.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay.
He said
a bomb is a bomb. Oh, you're talking about, okay. No. What I was talking about when you said a bomb, I just heard the word bomb, and I was thinking about when they dropped the bomb on Black Wall Street.
You can't come in a conversation and hear the ass of it and then think that whatever you got to hear everything in country. I said that the United States, let me repeat it again.
Oh,
the
Lord.
United States used their aircraft to drop bombs in every country, but no country dropped bombs here. You get what I'm saying?
Okay,
and
so wait a minute.
Never dropped a bomb. Let me explain it to you. So now you know what you're saying, so you can respond to it correctly. The United States has never dropped a bomb in the United States. That's all I'm saying.
Sure they have.
They bombed the black. Huh?
You don't. Okay, Black Wall Street. They didn't drop bombs on Black Wall Street. Brother Maurice, am I correct? Hold on, B. Brother Maurice, am I? Okay. Did they drop a bomb on Philly when the Moors was there, and wasn't that called the move?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm just saying. Okay, maybe I'm okay. So
Hold on.
I'm going to let you hustle. I want you to go and pull it up. Google is your friend. Hold on. Google is your friend. Look up the move, MOVE. Look up that. It was in Philly, and United States government, your government dropped a bomb on the black family that killed like 11 black family members. Look that up real quick before you say anything. Hold on, B.
No. Hold on.
I need people to hold on because it needs order. I can't stand it where it's not order. Okay. Black Wall Street. The government, your government dropped a bomb on Black Wall Street. You have to understand a whole lot of riots that happened. St. Louis riot, they dropped a bomb. It's other places where your government has dropped bombs on black cities. We had over 258 black cities, and they put highways, or they dropped bombs, or they rioted those cities. So, yes, your U.S. government has dropped bombs on black cities. Look up the move, MOVE. In Philadelphia, that was in 1982, your U.S. government just dropped a bomb on that black family, okay? So let's not act like the U.S. has not. The U.S. is still guilty. They want other countries to come in line, but they don't want to come in line. So I want you to look that up first, but I want us to remember to maintain, to understand that we are talking about us representing ourselves. We have a whole lot of people, black folk in Congress, black folk in the Senate, that is not representing black people. They are representing themselves. They are representing white supremacy. They are so busy trying not to hurt white supremacy's feelings that they won't even bring up your black issues. Brother Muhammad, Brother Maurice, kudos to you. We need people like you here in America that's going to make that difference. We need that black political party. And you know I've always been behind that. If that's what your gift is, this is your gift, that's your plan, go for it. That's your gift in America, and that is the plan that God has given you. God has given you a plan, too, and if your plan is to do whatever you got planned in Africa, then that is your plan. Everybody has their place, and everybody has their plan. We can't say, oh, you're wrong because you stand in America and you want to fight. Oh, you're wrong because you're going to Africa and you want to fight. Guess what? Everybody has their position, and everybody has their plan, but you have to know your position and know your plan, and you have to get busy doing you. And it's not always just about us black folk doing us. It's about us, the ones that are on board with Brother Muhammad. I want you to drop your information in the comments so people that want to join your movement can do just that. But also, if you have, like, for instance, the land in Africa that I was talking about, I'm going to drop, I don't know why I have a tickle, I'm sorry, in my throat. But Blackfoot has land. And she has, you know, and that is the plan for me. Okay, I'm not saying that, you know, it's wrong or right, but I'm not saying everybody has theirs. But I will put information in there for the ones that do want to move abroad. They can have that opportunity. I don't call it running. I call it getting some peace for me. That's for me and mine. I'm just tired of what I'm seeing. I'm fed up. I can't. I'm keeping my blood pressure down. I'm just saying. But guess what? I still have property here. So I'll be back and forth, but I'm going to do some business over there also. So that's my plan. But Brother Maurice, I applaud you. I love your plan. I love everything about what you do for black people. You have a black mindset, black folk first. I love that. And just keep doing what you were put on this earth to do. Black folks fail to realize that we don't have just one direction. We have several different directions to do several different things. So this happens to be Brother Maurice's direction right now, and we support that. And Brother Hustle, we support your direction. If your direction is to go and get land and you to get plenty of land for other people to come and visit or to live, then I support that. So we have to understand, because somebody is doing something different, does that mean it's bad or good? Does that mean it means it's right for their life? This is his life, and this is Brother Maurice's life, and we'll do what we're put on this earth to do. But we have to maintain, and we have to understand that white supremacy is going to use the black tools, and we have to shut them down when they try to come to destroy our image, when they come and try to use our black people against us. We have to start recognizing who's working with us and who's not. We have to start recognizing that because white folk in the room, we can't be black, we can't speak black. The hell with that. I'm going to say what I need to say. If you don't like it, excuse yourself from the room. This is my table and not yours. You may get a seat at my table. I don't need a seat at yours, but you will ask first and foremost. And I might give you permission and I may not, but at least we have our own table. It's time for us to have our own table. And if we offer them space at our table, good. If not, we don't have to. So, but we don't care. We're not going to not stop talking black talk because they're in the room. This is our room now,
exactly.
And that's where we have to be. We have to understand, and we have to recognize the targets and the tools that white supremacy is using against black folk, black movements, black families, black queen and kings. We have to understand the tools that they're using to come against us, and we have to counteract those tools, and we have to shut treasonous behaviors down. We have to shut down treasonous that's going against the black plan. We have to shut it down. We have to deal with those people. We have to deal with the Candace Owens. We have to deal with the Roland Martins. If you're not black first, then you ain't got no business talking in the black community or on a black panel, because you have to have a black heart, a B1 mindset in order to lead anybody. If you don't have a black first mindset, we need to point fingers at that person to say, you're not even married to a black woman, so how can you speak black anything? We have to have our own representation, and that's not what we're seeing right now. Our own black caucus is representing an immigrant. Go on the black caucus website. You have to understand.
When we say racism in America, are we saying racism towards us or just racism all around?
We're talking about racism, period. And we do have black folk that are racist against themselves. You have to understand that. These white tools, these black tools that have a white supremacy mindset, they have racism against their own. You have black folks that, like Herschel Walker, that are coming and say, oh, black folks don't need this, black folks don't need that, and hate them their own. We have to start recognizing those people. We have to start pointing those people out. We have to start pointing at those people and say, and we might have a billboard and say, hey, this person is not black first. We have to understand the tone that's coming out of their mouth and the words that's coming out of their mouth when they're not black first. We have to start looking at their web pages and saying, who's their friend? Who mostly is around Daniel Cameron? White folk, right? Daniel Cameron didn't do anything for Breonna. We have to start putting him on blast. Anybody else that we see that's in a political force, we have to start voting them out. We have to start running for some of these offices, B1. He has a white wife. He can't talk black. Nobody that has a white wife or a white husband can talk black talk. They're not going to be for black people. And we have to start pointing that out. Daniel Cameron?
Is there such thing as white education?
What? We're in education. What do you mean as far as educating black folks about white people? What do you mean?
Being educated at these white universities.
I don't think we need to be educated at these white universities. But right now, you have Howard University. You have Black University that's not teaching Black folk anything. They're teaching them white supremacy. So you have to understand, we need to shut some of them, shut them down. If they're not going to talk Black talk, just like educational system now, we need to be teaching Black, our Black children. We need to be shutting down some of these schools. We need to be teaching our own babies. Only time our babies are going to get it is when Black folk teaching them with Black mindset. We have to watch
black
knowledge. We have to watch who's teaching our children. We have Black folk that don't like Black folk. We have to shut them down. If you have an issue with Black folks, shut the hell up.
I'm sorry. Yeah, let's take me back to the comments about Africans don't like us, and I apologize. It may have came off wrong.
But guess what? But that's a white supremacy. But you have to understand that's a white supremacy mindset. You don't, do you know any Black Africans? Some people have never been to Africa, so you can't speak for Africa. Some people have never visited or had African friends. I have African friends. And you have coons over in Africa, and you have B1 people in Africa the same way you have here. So I can't go and say Africans don't like us. I have African friends that we call, we are friends. We walk, okay, because we have the same mindset. But my friends,
not all.
Right,
no,
so you, so when you said that, you can't say that because that's going to come off wrong, you know, as far as they are our brothers just like we are brothers, okay? We have coons over here that don't like Black folks. We have coons over there that don't like Black folks. So we have to distinguish. But then you have to stop interrupting, though. I'm just saying, you have to stop, you know. I understand you want to get it out, but let that person finish talking, then we're going to give you an opportunity. But we have to start, recognizing who's B1 and who's not. And when they not B1, we have to call them out. And when they talk on white supremacy and we go on their website and we see where they have white friends all on their webpage, we know that they not B1. We have to understand when we voting for people, these prosecutors and the police union is backing them, we have to know that they're not B1. We have to understand that we can start running for some of these offices. Just like Brother Maurice, he going to be running for office there. We have to understand, and then we have to support him. People that we know that are B1 that's running for office, Black folks, we need to support them. We can't just keep voting Democrat, Republican, and then when you have a B1 political party that's coming and we not support that political party, but you want to complain about how white folks doing this and the other, okay, when are you going to support your own? Stop talking about what white supremacy is doing when you're not supporting your own. When you support your own, then you can talk. So we have a political party that is coming out, and I don't know if you want to even talk about that, Brother Maurice, right now. If you want to talk about that, here's a nice time to introduce it, or you might want to wait. But, B, do you have anything to say before Brother Maurice answers that question about B1?
No, I don't. I just listen. I'm going to start listening and just holding on my talking.
You can talk when it's time. You know, we're not.
Interrupt the panel or anything. It just, it seems like every time someone says
something
comes to my mind, I'm like, oh.
Write it down.
Every time.
Write it down. Okay, that's what I'm going to
do.
Brother Maurice, you want to talk? You have the floor.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And just to say for right now, with our B1 platform, every politician that we vet will be B1. They will not be able to get on that ticket unless they have been verified to be B1. It's just the same thing that we're doing for businesses. You should start seeing coming up recently, hopefully, signs in Black business stores that have been certified to be B1. So we got to make sure that our people understand what it is to be B1 and why a B1 politician will never trade on you, because a B1 politician, before they go and put that signature on that ballot, they already know that their life is on the line if betray the people. They've already signed a contract that says, if I betray our people, you can take my life.
Woo,
they
okay.
Understand that we will kill them.
There's no
game. We've been betrayed too much. So everything, our whole way is Black first. Everything about it is Black first. And there is a penalty for betrayal. And that penalty is death. Carry it out. So that's why you don't have to worry about it. You can see a politician and they're running on that B1 platform. They're not going to sell you out because they know the price is that they will lose their life. And this is how we have to think, because we've been betrayed by so many people so many times. And now the time is up for all that. We got to be real, and we got to be committed. If we fake and we falter, we're going to pay with our lives. And best, if you want to play games, don't play games with black people. Put that over there to the cracker or to the Asian, to somebody else, goddammit. But we ain't got the time nor the space to play any games. This is real life. And so I'll just say that for right now. But look for it. You will be able to see this in different cities, especially Baltimore, because that's going to be one that launches at the same time. We launched down here.
So how is the feedback with this program, considering the outcome if they, you know, don't abide by the rules, as you say?
Well, everybody that we've introduced the program to loves it, and they're all in.
Are you getting the people you want to get?
I mean, we're getting more. You know, the more that it's out there, the more that it's exposed, more people hear it, you know, they're going to come. They're going to come.
Okay, I'm not talking about numbers. I'm talking about, I know there are arrows pointing at certain black leaders that you want. Are you getting those, the certain people that you want? Because with the outcome that you just explained to me, I want to know who is risk putting their career and their life for this fight. I'm not knocking it or anything. I just want to know what is the outcome, you know.
The first one who's putting his life on the line is myself. I am the first one. I don't look to quote-unquote so-called leaders that's out there right now doing their thing, because their thing is not the one.
Right.
So I don't look to them. This is something that we have grown up into. This is why this is grassroots. We teach them, we educate them, we make them.
Simple. Yeah, but you know, I'm sorry. Y'all know me. You know, I'm saying that it sounds like an ultimatum type of thing. Honestly, it sounds like a game, and you're the leader. And if you don't do as we have asked, you have to suffer as death. That's kind of sits for shivers in me. You know what I'm saying? Because so my thing is, my question, the reason for my question is, I want to know what remarkable leaders that's part of your group that's putting their careers on the line besides you and anyone under you, but I want known leaders. I just want to know.
Okay, let me.
There is no known leader that would put their life on the line besides Minister Farrakhan. And Minister Farrakhan has endorsed our plan. But there is no known leader that would put their life on the line. The benefit of saying that I will not sell out black people. There's nothing that's there. So all of this is grassroots. All of this is we're growing and making our leaders. There are people among us. If we don't look to others to say, you know, be our leader. No, we know what needs to be done. So therefore, we grow leaders and we look for others with that black first mindset that won't sell us no little foolishness. Right? Because we do need good counsel. We do need good counsel.
The leaders that we have now that's in office right now are not D1. That's what he's saying. We are growing. He's growing new leaders, leaders that have a B1 mindset. And if you have a B1 mindset, you're not going to have to worry about anything, right? You're not going to have to worry about getting in. And he did put his information in the comments as far as Maurice Muhammad 2. He has the initiative is in the comments, but he is talking about growing up new leaders. Okay, we growing up the leaders with backbones now. He's growing up leaders that's gonna have a black mindset, and that's gonna take time. Cause you have leaders now that are in place right now, and none of them are black first. If they are, I haven't heard of any. Keisha Bottoms is not black first. Okay, Ayanna Pressley is not black first. Karen Bass is not black first. None of the black caucus is black first. We just put a black preacher in there from Georgia. He's not black first. So now we have to go, and you have people in office now that need to be replaced. So if you have people that's black first in Georgia that want to run for office, you've got to be black first. That's what he's saying. Right now we are growing up black leaders. That's black first. And it's going to take time, like you said, to get those leaders in place. It's going to take time. And you may have some now that's black folks that are ready to run for office. But we have to get to a place now where we are putting money in the game, that we are backing those leaders financially now. You have black folks that want to lead, want to be a black first leader, but they don't have the money that's backing them. Now it's time to put the money together. So if you are in Georgia, you get two city council members, you run for mayor, and you take a fundraising right now, and you put aside money that you're going to back that mayor and those two city council members that's going to run for office right now, okay, because every 2 years they vote. So now you start now because we got 2 years to get those city council members ready to run for office. You understand what I'm saying? So we have people now, but you got to put skin in the game. You got to put money in the game. You got to put money behind people. Go ahead.
Well, see, this is what I was saying. Is that I'm not contradicting. I like what you're fighting for. It's everything I believe in. I understand. I respect the whole thing.
So what's the problem?
The consequences of it.
Is what?
You have consequences of, he just said, losing their life. Go on.
Okay.
Not women and not women.
But guess what?
Please,
Go ahead.
No, but what I'm saying is that the consequence is you either abide by our rules or be black first, or you lose your life. People want to join the fight, but come on, don't give us consequences because we already got enough fights to fight.
Okay, what are you saying is?
I want to understand your program, and I want to be a part of your. I want to understand your program, and I want to be a part of your program. But on the outside looking in, I'm telling you what I'm saying. It sounds like a gang that's fighting for the right, but if you don't
what he's saying is, if you're not black, first, then you don't. Why are you joining? Why would you want to join if you're not gonna have a black mindset? That's what he's saying.
Why should you have that option?
What are you saying? Okay, so what you're saying is you want people
to fight honestly without giving consequences.